physical connection to. You might remember the very first time that we began our project, it was the very first Vav, and we spoke about Bitochen, and we discussed the famous credit card relationship, the story that we've said so many times about the child who was thrown out of his own home, but he was given the credit card of his father. That's not a relationship. That's a reminder that I don't want to have a relationship. And we said Bitochen is the opposite. The child in the arms of his mother feels that he's connected to his mother, and thereby has that peace of mind that all my needs are taken care of, whether I understand them, don't understand them, whether they are easy or not easy, but I have that such close connection that I know that the Mivtach, in the case of the child, the parent, in our case, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is taking care of all my needs. So as I mentioned, whether the Meshech Chochma's opinion is La Halacha, whether others might debate that actually Bitochen is or isn't a mitzvah, that's a discussion for another time. More important is the principle, and the principle is that Bitochen is all about debating. Therefore, just as an aside or as an introduction tonight, I want to share with you, in that light, a line that I saw, a fascinating line that I saw in the Sefer Tzitzit Chaim. Tzitzit Chaim, the sefer that we've mentioned so many times, the great Mashkiach and eponymous yeshiva, Reb Chaim Friedlander, who was one of the prime Talmidim of Reb Dessler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. We are on the lookout throughout our entire project, not just to know the Yisoidus of Emunah and Bitochen, but as I mentioned, in order to know also how to apply them in a very real way, to make sure it's Lameisa. And if Rav Meir Simcha has taught us that Bitochen is all about Dveikus, so 1 and 1 equals 2. If we want to make Bitochen Lameisa, then we have to know how is it that we can feel Dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lameisa. Rav Chaim Friedlander, in his paper, one of his many, Tzitzit Chaim, has many, many shiurim that he apparently gave Vadim on the union of Bitochen. And at the end of one of them, happens to be his seventh Vad, I just noticed in small letters that printed in the sefer the following. And for me personally, it was such a tremendous chizuk that I'd like to share it with you because it's, I feel, is a joint project, all of us working together. Rav Chaim Friedlander there in the seventh Vav is Ma'arich about a particular prat of Bitochen and Hishtadlus, which is not our subject for the moment. And then when the Vav finishes, at least the way it's printed in the paper, at the end, they write there in small letters with a brief subtitle, Kabbalah Lemaisa. Kabbalah Lemaisa. This is the Mashkiach's own private Kabbalah, and I'm not sure either he said so in the Vav, or maybe they found this is what he had written, because I know elsewhere in the Torah of Tzitzit Chaim they do print various Kabbalahs that the Mashkiach was Makabal on himself every Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and this is of course important for us to know, it's a chizuk for us. So I don't know whether this is something that he said in the Vav, or something he wrote in his own notes, but either way, I think it's very, very valuable. And he writes as follows. Kabbalah Lemaisa. Having just printed a vase over here of pages and pages, he then writes Kabbalah Lemaisa. And this is it. Shalosh Ta'omim Bayoim. Bli Neza. And hereby Makabbalah myself says the Mashkiach 3 times a day. Lifnais El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tefillah protis with my own private tefillah, meaning not the Shmoneh Esrei, which is the mandatory tefillah composed for us, compiled by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Rather, I am a Kabbalah myself 3 times a day. A day should not go past without me talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my own personal tefillah. And he says, whether it should be that a HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me Hatzlacha in my Limud Torah, whether it should be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps me in all my business, or my general need. V'loi dai, he says, but it's not going to be sufficient. Ba'amira, greater, merely to pay lip service and say the word. Elo mitoich machshava. V'hakara. It's got to be through thought and recognition. Shakadosh Baruch Hu, he is the one. Ameichin mitzadei gover, he prepares every footstep of ours. V'hakoyl mimenu. V'hakoyl mimenu. And he writes in conclusion, it's just three lines, the whole note. He says, by connecting, by talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will remind and entrench in the heart of the mispalel, shahakol me Hashem yizbarach, that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's pretty much the end of the footnote. The way that I understood this footnote is, as we mentioned before, because Bitachon is all about Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Meshech Chochma teaches us. So Dveikus, as long as it remains a concept which is in the mind or esoteric, then we have not converted our Emunah into Bitachon, because it's not Lemaisa. Meaning, I don't think there's one single person sitting here who doesn't know that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not a chiddush, we all know that. None of us are atheists, none of us struggle with his belief, we hope, Baruch Hashem. But where we sometimes fall short is converting that emunah into bitachon. The story that I've mentioned so many times, it sounds maybe comical, but I think it just brings out the point. This young rabbi who said to my uncle, Rabbi Fein in London, uncle was a senior Rav in the United Synagogue, and he said to this junior Rav, "You tell me how you're getting along in the rabbinate." And he said, "It's so difficult, and I'm worried, and I'm not sure what it's going to be, because they don't pay me very well. How am I going to support my family, and what's going to be?" And my uncle said to him, "But excuse me for asking, but isn't part of your job actually to give shiurim in bitachon?" And he said to my uncle, "I do give shiurim, but Rabbi, this is lemaisa." So maybe we can view that comically, but it's not so comical because maybe we are really the butt of the joke. It is very easy to talk about and to lecture about bitachon, but when it comes to maisa, that's the true test. And that's really our project. The Chazon Ish told us bitachon is not halacha, it's lemaisa. Emunah is halacha. And if Rav Meir Simcha is teaching us that bitachon is all about dveikus, then in order for us to make our project work, we have to make sure that we are dovah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a lemaisa way. And I believe that's what the Mashkiach is really being mechaven to over here. That's his kavanah. That in a very simple, proven method, this is a guaranteed way to be mechazek in bitachon. Because we will learn be'ezus Hashem yizbarach v'shavtiyata v'shmaya to see the project through till the end. But if at the end of the day it isn't converted into lemaisa, then basically it was always all a waste of time. It has to be converted into lemaisa. And the Mashkiach over here is giving us a very practical tip in how to make this lemaisa, and that is talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have mentioned in many other occasions, perhaps not in this forum, but I think in the Tfilavad, the Inyan of Parashat Vayichi, B'charbi u'b'kashti, my sword and my bow, two types of tefillah. And specifically what we're talking about over here is kashti, the keshet, the bow. How powerful is the bow and arrow? And the answer is, it's as powerful as you put effort into it. It's not like a sword, which is inherently dangerous. Those are the two types of tefillah. There is the Shmoina Esra, which has inherent koyach, those are the words composed for us by the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila Baruach HaKodesh, but then there is the Tfilah Protis, my own personal Tfilah. How potent is that Tfilah? The answer is, it depends on how much koyach I put into it. How much do you feel genuinely, Mitoich HaLev, that I'm turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of real recognition that He is the sole address. He is the Mechin Mitzadei Gover. He is the Reifei Cholim. He is the Mefarnes. He is the Mechalkel. It's not a question of knowing it, because we all know it. It's a question of feeling it and living it. So I'm just sharing this with you because if we're looking for practical answers in how to be mitzchazek in bitachin, then I think we would do well to walk in the footsteps of the great Mashgiach. If he felt it was necessary to be mitzchazek in this inyan, to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 3 times a day in your own personal tefillah, and by the way, this does not have to be done whilst you're in shul or during Shmoneh Esrei. This can be done during the street, or at home, or wherever you may be. And if the Mashgiach felt there was a necessary chizuk, ma noimar anan, then what do we say? Maybe we need to be mekabel on ourselves 10 times a day. But that's perhaps not so realistic. So I think we would do well to be mekabel on ourselves. If we sit 3 times a day, ma toiv. But let's at least start with once or twice a day, poshut, to talk to the Rabbeinu Shalom. We spoke so much about this, those who were with us at the time, in our tefillah van, when we spoke about the concept of tefillah not just being a vending machine, but rather being a vehicle by which we connect to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. And that's the whole idea of tefillah. Tefillah is a ma'aseh b'tochen. So this was really not specifically connected to what we're about to discuss now, but I think a very, very important point that I spotted in the Sifrei Chaim last week, and I think it's valuable to share. We are learning at the moment Perek Gimel. You'll remember that the Chodesh Avodah thus far, in his very organized fashion, has taken us by the hand. Not only has he explained to us in the Akdoma why we would want to lead a life of Bitochen, because it's Menuchas HaNefesh, in Perek Aleph, he defined for us what Bitochen is, and it is in fact that Menuchas HaNefesh. In Perek Beis, he detailed for us the 7 necessary conditions for one to be a Mizkach, to be relied upon, and you reach the inescapable conclusion that the only Koyach in the world who fulfills all 7 conditions to the full is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Perek Gimel, the attention now shifts to us. Not in the Mizkach, but in the Beiteach. What do we have to do in order to be Beiteach? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, has to have the 7 conditions, and he does. So what's our part to play? So the Chodesh Avodah, again, in his terrifically organized fashion, splits it up into 5. Number 1 was, indeed, to be aware of those 7 conditions, and that's why the Chodesh Avodah reviews them all. We're not going to go back into all of them, we've discussed them already. One has to know and feel and live and sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who has unlimited Ahava and unlimited Koyach and unlimited Hashkocha and is the only Koyach, etc., etc., etc. That was the first point that we as the Beit Chim need to possess. The second point that we mentioned last week, the second Hakdama, the Chodesh Avodah called it, and that is, we have to be fully aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows very well whether we really are Boiteach in Him, or are we perhaps just paying lip service. We can trick everybody around us. We can trick our spouse and our family and our neighbor, but you cannot trick the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and we should add, we cannot trick ourselves either. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boichein Kloyoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Yodea Machshavei. And we can talk and lecture and speak about Bitochen all day long, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows whether our reliance on Him is genuine or is it just superficial and fake. The third Hakdama, and this was the final point that we mentioned last time, is that a critical aspect of Bitochen is that I am Biteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not one of my contingency plans, as it were, where if it goes wrong, I will explore other avenues. I may well explore other routes in Hishtaglus, but not in seeking out a Mizkach. And you remember we discussed, this is the Lashon that we say in Tfilah and in Slichas, like the poor man who hammers on the door. And that terrific explanation of Rav Shalom Shadron. The poor man only hammers on the door when he gets to the last door, but he doesn't hammer on the first door. But on the last door, where he realizes he's got nowhere else to turn, he bangs with all his might, because he realizes there is no other address. So this is the way we interact, we daven, we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being Beiteach in Him and only in Him. That's where I think we were up to until this point. The Chaim Tzavos now moves on to what he calls the Hakdama HaRavir, the fourth out of five Hakdamas. And this is a controversial, perhaps difficult to understand point. The Chaim Tzavos says, an essential ingredient in being Boiteach, again, not in being a Mivtach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu displays all the qualities necessary to be a Mivtach. For us to be a Boiteach, besides for the three Hakdamos we have mentioned, it's necessary, says the Chaim Tzavos, that we are Mekayim, Torah, U'mitzvah. That we do what we are supposed to do, and we don't do what we are not supposed to do. And he quotes the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Asei Ratzonai Kirtzeinecho, make sure that your will is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What has that got to do with Bitachin? Because he quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Betach Bashem, Va'asei Toit, Va'asei Toit. The way that the Chaim Tzavos is learning this Pasuk is, you will have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu if indeed Asei Toiv, you are towing the line. And he explains. Because if somebody attempts to be meiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hu mamre oisoi, but he rebels against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kamo hu sochol, how foolish that is. And he gives a very simple moshul. If you are trying to solicit the help of some other koyach, why on earth would that koyach want to help you, want to concern himself with your needs if you yourself were going against him? That's his moshe. And he says, therefore, mi she'ovar al chukei ho'elekim u'mitzvah, if somebody has transgressed the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you cannot possibly call him Loi Yeh Ro'u Lehikore B'Shem Boiteach Beloit. You cannot possibly refer to him as a Boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brings several psukim to back this up, and that's the end of the Hakdama Revir, and I think this needs a lot of explanation. The Chaim Tzavos is teaching us a Chiddush Gadol. And really, this is a famous question. And this might well be a machloikus, and if it is, the Chaim Tzavos has just taken a stance. And the question is, do Rishoyim have bitochin? Can they have bitochin? Is bitochin private property for tzaddikim only? Don't we say in davening every single day, al ha-tzaddikim, al ha-chassidim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mishon or Mitzvah La Tzadikim. It doesn't say, for example, when we ask for a refuah, we don't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Roifei Kol Tzadikim. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Roifei Kol Basa. The Roifei Chole Amoy Yisrael. No mention of Tzadikim. And yet when it comes to Bitachon, what do we say? Mishon or Mitzvah La Tzadikim. This would indeed suggest, as the famous Tzavos has just taught us, that one can only truly have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you're Mekayim, Shem would say, if you're Mekayim, say your mitzvah. I'd like to read for you the words of the Ramban. There is a sefer called Emunah and Bitachon, which is attributed to the Ramban. There is a debate whether the Ramban is indeed the Mechaber. But either way, definitely an early Rishon, and he writes, he brings the very pasuk that the Chaim Tzavos just quoted, B'tach b'Hashem v'asei toiv. How is the Chovetz Chavos learning that pasuk? You can be b'teach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu on condition v'asei toiv that you do good. The Ramban quotes the pasuk and he says, B'tach b'Hashem v'asei toiv. That very same pasuk, klayma, this means to say, Av al pi she'ein b'yodcha ma'isim. Even though you do not have in your hands good deeds, in kol zeh, despite this, betach Hashem. Nonetheless, rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki hu ba'al rachamim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has unlimited rachmon. The rachamov al kol ma'asim. Rok saloima, tzadikim v'roshoim. Tzadikim v'roshoim. And he brings that pasuk and he says, that's what the pasuk means. V'tach v'ashem. Who is that pasuk relating to? Bein shetia tzadik, bein shetia rosho, v'tach v'ashem. And then, v'asei toiv. Who's v'asei toiv? Not like the Chovetz Chavos was learning, you have to be Oyser Toiv, but rather, if you are Boiteach in Hashem, Va'asei Toiv, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do Toiv, irrespective of whether you are a Rasha or a Tzaddik. This sounds absolutely the opposite of the stance of the Chovetz Chavos. Now I found the Matir Gedolah. There is a sefer called Shame Oilam. Shame Oilam is written by the Chofetz Chaim, and he says as follows, V'da oi, you must know, the midah habitochoin ein tolui v'zuchutin. It is not dependent on whether you're a tzaddik or not. Sha'afinu hu odom she'ein oi hogun. Even if you're somebody who's not behaving the way you should, you're not doing Torah or mitzvah, but if you're mechazik yourself in bitachayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do good for you. And he says, Kein kosav avil megoyim. And then in brackets he writes, Deloi kachavis alvoloi. Deloi kachavis alvoloi. And he says, I have heard, this is what he writes, v'shomati, that this appears in a medrash. So I looked this up. The Medrash says, it's a Medrash in Tehillim. And the Medrash says that there was somebody who was caught as being a bandit. And they caught him and they took him to the Melech. Surely he has to be punished. And the Melech said, do you have anything going your way? Are you perhaps a family member of mine? And he says, Botachti b'cho. No, but I had bitochen in you. Says the Melech, Hoyel u'botachto bi, because you have bitochen in me, olai lahatzilcho, it is incumbent on me to save you. So it would seem to be that even though this person was a Rosha, and really ought to be punished, but if you have bitochayim, then Asei Toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do good for him. So there would seem to be a terrific machloikah between the Rishayim. Seems to be that the opinion of the Chovetz Chavos is that bitochayim is really only for tzaddikim. The Ramban and this Medrash, and the Vilna Gaon, and the Chofetz Chaim seem to be learning that that's not the case. But actually, bitochin is public property. So it may well be that there's a machlokes rishayim. Now, some of you may have in front of you the Art Scroll English edition of the Chovetz Chavos, and they bring the various opinions that we just cited, stating that yes, indeed, it may well be a machlokes. But, with all due respect, I think that there's something that's been overlooked here. My dear friend and chavrusa, Zoran Beckerman, who was one of the editors in the Art School edition. It was with him that I learned the Chiddush Havolos the first few times. And I called him up and I said, Reb Doro, there's a point that's been overlooked over here. And to be fair to him, he looked in his notes and he said, yes, I wrote this to them. For some reason, it was not included. So Reb Doro is not guilty of overlooking this point. And that is, didn't we say, when the Chiddush Havolos in Perek Aleph defined bitachon for us, and in Perek Beis, when we were looking for the seven conditions of a Mivtach, didn't we say that bitachon can only come about when you are confident that your Mivtach offers you unconditional love, whether you deserve it or don't deserve it? That was the definition of the Chiddush Havolos of what bitachon was all about. It's menuchas hanefesh, which comes about through the fact that my mitzvah has unconditional love for me. And in Perek Beis, indeed, that was one of the seven conditions. If I'm not mistaken, it was the seventh and final condition that the mitzvah not only has to have unlimited koyach, not only has to have unlimited ahava, not only does he have to have unlimited hashkocha, but he has to take care of my needs when I deserve it and when I do not. Because otherwise, I won't have genuine bitachon. Why won't I have genuine bitachon? Because I'm always worried that perhaps I don't really deserve it. I'm not going to feel so secure after all. In which case, wherever I'm going to say, rather than working out whether there is or isn't a machlokes rishonim, but don't we have a contradiction in the writings of the Chiddush Havolos himself? And if therefore we have to reconcile the Chiddush Havolos, then however we are to reconcile the Chiddush Havolos, maybe that will suggest to us that there's no machlokes rishonim. So it could well be the simplest resolution of what seems to be an apparent fear in the Chiddush Havolos is really to be medayik one solitary word, and I mentioned this word before. And that is, the Chiddush Havolos says that if you're not mekayim Torah or mitzvah, you cannot have bitachon. So he didn't simply define it as that. He said, if you are mamre oisai, what does mamre oisai mean? Mamre means to totally remove the yoke of Torah or mitzvah. To totally rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it may well be that there is actually no sphere in the Chiddush Havolos at all. Do you have to be an out-and-out tzaddik? He never slips up from time to time, perhaps not, whether I deserve it or not deserve it. But if you are a mamre against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you rebel wantonly against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you slip out of the marechet, and then you have no room for the tzaddik, because you have opted out. And you have opted out, as we said before, bitachon is all about debacle. And if you have chosen not to be dovot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you have said to the Rebbein Shalom, I would rather have no relationship with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds and says, that's fine with me. Or then I have no relationship with you either. It's on your terms. So therefore, there is no sphere in the Chiddush Havolos. Whether I deserve it or not, it's true. We may slip up from time to time. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechtom. We stumble, we fall, but then we try and pick ourselves up. Does that mean that therefore we cannot be ba'alei bitachon? We can be ba'alei bitachon. So with regard to the Chiddush Havolos, it's obviously no contradiction. Whether that's a resolution between the Rishonim to be suggested that there's no machlokes, one could debate. The lashon of the Rishonim seems to be quite sharp, that even Rishonim can have bitachon. So perhaps that's pushing it a little bit, and maybe that really is not like the Chiddush Havolos. But either way, the machlokes is not as big as it sounds. even the Chovos Avodos will admit that you don't have to be 100% perfect in order to have full bitachon. It's all about Dvekus. If I feel that in a general sense I have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, albeit that I trip up from time to time, I'm not the perfect learner, and I'm not the perfect Baal Chesed, and I'm not the perfect Baal Tefillah, and I'm not the perfect Baal Nidre, but I have not opted out. I have not severed my Dvekus, I have not cut off my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if that's the case, then Bitochen is certainly your thing. Because you haven't cut off your relationship, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't cut off his relationship either. If one has to show Mamre, and one totally rebels against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you want to sever the Dvekus, then there's no relationship. That's a different thing. Which is a very, very important understanding of the Chovos Avodos, because without it, it's very scary reading. Perhaps we should just give up the whole project now, here and then. Who's to say that he's a perfect, or even a HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But in the light of the way we've explained, the Chovos Avodos is not expecting that from us in order to be a Baal Bitachon. So I think our project can still continue. So in summary, what we've learned today is that Bitochen is all about the Dvekus, but it's got to be in a real way. And this tip that the great Mashkiach gave himself, and in turn all of us, I think we will do very, very, very well to try and apply that. Talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just during Shemona Esrei, and perhaps not just in shul, but in the car, and in the store, and at home, and in the street, and anywhere you want actually. Because the more you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more it becomes very, very real. That Dvekus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what Bitochen is all about. And as the Chovos Avodos is teaching us, yes, if we are Mamre Chas V'Shalom, that's a different story, because then we have no Dvekus. But if, in a general sense, we are trying our best to lead a life of Torah or Mitzvah, then absolutely Bitochen is very much our project, and Mit Hashem, together we'll have to get to the Shmaya in it.